This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This is the first Saturday afternoon horse show. There are many events in the area involving horses. Here's some dates for events this month. The Illinois High School Rodeo Finals will be going on June 2nd at 7 p.m. at the New Berlin, Sangamon County Fairgrounds. The Arabian Classic Horse Show will be going on at the Illinois State Fairgrounds in Springfield, June 1st to the 3rd. June 8th through the 10th at Jim Edgar Panther Creek in Chandlerville, Illinois, the St. Jude Trail Ride will be going on. There will have mouse races Friday night, a live auction Saturday afternoon, and live music Saturday night. Feel free to camp or just come out and day ride. June 10th at 1:30 p.m., the Heartland Saddle Club will be hosting a trail ride at Grafton, Illinois, at the Pier Marquette State Park. June 12th through the 16th, the Midwest Charity Horse Show will be going on at the Illinois State Fairgrounds. June 16th, the Heartland Saddle Club Payback Show will be happening at the Morgan County Fairgrounds in Jacksonville, Illinois, starting at 11 a.m. June 17th at 12 p.m., the Green County Open Horse Show at the Green County Fairgrounds in Carrollton, Illinois. The Centerline Dressage Show will be going on June 23rd through the 24th in Springfield, Illinois, at the State Fairgrounds. Otter Creek Saddle Club will be hosting a horse show at Terry Park Golf Course in Palmyra on June 24th, starting at 11 a.m. June 30th is the Macoupin County Open Horse Show at the Macoupin County Fairgrounds in Carlinville, starting at 10 a.m. June 30th through July 1st, at the Illinois State Fairgrounds, there will be a cowboy mounted shooting competition. Many of these events are free to the public. Even if you don't have a horse, these events are very entertaining to simply watch and enjoy the outdoors. Horse enthusiasts are encouraged to volunteer their time to preserve trails and apply for trail conservation funding by August 1st. Grant applications for Stewards for Trails, Education, and Partnerships are due August 1st. STEP, a program under the American Quarter Horse Association, is designed to encourage good stewardship and conservation of recreational riding trails. The program's mission is to promote equestrian involvement and the restoration, repair, and establishment of trails. STEP hopes to unify horseback riders and other trail users to build and strengthen relationships between local equestrian communities, the Forest Service, and other land managers for the long-term stewardship of trails. Each year, AQHA encourages horse enthusiasts to volunteer their time and resources to trail maintenance and the development of public and private land. This can include anything from clearing shrubs or branches on existing trails to developing new trails. Groups or individuals can organize and complete trail conservation projects on any public and/or private land. Simply coordinate with your trail's land manager, submit your project to AQHA, and then head to the trails. Anyone who enjoys horseback riding on trails and wants to see these trails preserved for years to come is welcome to participate. Trail conservation projects are great for riding clubs, 4-H groups, and youth organizations. Projects will be funded based on community involvement and sustainability of trail design. Applications must be received by AQHA on or before August 1st to be considered for funding. For more information on STEP or to apply for a grant, visit aqha.com/step. That article was published by the American Quarter Horse Association. If you're interested in showing showmanship classes or just enjoy learning about different classes to show in, Horse IQ has new showmanship videos available. Pattern precision, seamless communication between horse and rider, and poise to boot. Those skills are essential to a winning showmanship run. American Paint Horse Association's Horse IQ brings learning to life, and new videos give you even more insight into the skills that will help you find the top of the judge's card. New to the Horse IQ library are showmanship pattern videos from the 2017 APHA World Championship Show. Use these runs to enhance your understanding of the class judging priorities and scoring system, practice judging and scoring runs, and to understand the nuances that compile to create a winning performance. In addition to the entire slate of class performances from the 2017 Classic Amateur Showmanship Preliminaries, find links to a blank scorecard, the pattern description, and judges' official scorecards. The library is an incredibly valuable resource that anyone can use to further develop their skill and knowledge of judging multiple different disciplines. We're excited to add more showmanship runs to Horse IQ to help exhibitors enhance their knowledge, and we look forward to adding more videos from other events into the library soon. APHA Director of Judges, Shows, and Education, David Dellen said, Log in or subscribe to Horse IQ to access the new library of resources. Check back in future weeks as additional classes and resources are added to the library. An innovative online education platform, Horse IQ gives exhibitors an interactive look at the rules and judging standards of their favorite classes. In addition to reining, modules on Western pleasure, trail, horsemanship, halter and ranch riding are currently available. That article was published by the American Paint Horse Association. The Bureau of Land Management is seeking input on Northlander Complex Herd Management Plan. The Bureau of Land Management is requesting public input as it analyzes the Northlander Wild Horse Complex Herd Management Plan and future wild horse gathers. The Northlander Complex is located in southeast Fremont County, Wyoming, and contains the Conant Creek, Dishpan Butte, Muscat Basin, and Rock Creek Mountain Herd Management areas. The BLM said public input is needed in order to update the herd management plan, which will guide further complex and wild horse management for the next several years. The Northlander Complex's Appropriate Management Level, or AML, the point set by the BLM at which the wild horse population is consistent with the land's capacity to support it and other mandated uses of those lands, is 320 to 536 mature horses. The BLM estimates that there are more than 1,100 horses in the complex. Their proposed herd management plan will analyze long-term solutions to bring the population down to the AML and keep it within the low and high AML range. Actions being considered to accomplish these objectives include, but are not limited to, vasectomizing some stallions within the complex, reducing the reproducing population through gilding and adjusting sex ratios, creating limited reproducing herds using some combination of gilding, spay, and/or segregation, and using the fertility control drug, Gonicon, in conjunction with one of the previously mentioned treatments. The BLM said public input is valuable early in the process and will enable the agency to develop a well-informed environmental assessment. Comments should be received by June 30th. They can be emailed or mailed to Wild Horse Specialist, BLM, Lander Field Office, 1335 Main Street, Lander, Wyoming, 82401. When including personal identifying information with a comment, such as address, phone number, or email address, be advised that it could be made publicly available at any time. The BLM said it cannot guarantee it can withhold personal identifying information from public review. For more information, visit go.usa.gov or contact BLM Wild Horse and Burro Specialist Clay Stout at 307-332-8400. With the above average temperatures that we've been enduring the last month, it's important to know how to keep your horses cool. We're in the full throes of summer, meaning we've got some hot days ahead. While you may remember to drink more water or apply sunscreen, it isn't as easy to know what our equine friends need to stay healthy during these long summer months. Here are a few tips that should help you stay on top of your summer horse routine. An average 1,100-pound horse consumes 4 to 9 gallons of water in a normal day. In the summer months, depending on your horse's activity level, health, and food, this water need could double. A temperature of 100 degrees Fahrenheit increases the water requirement to approximately 20 gallons per day. Make sure your horse has had as much as they need by changing their water every day, even if you have an automatic pump. If you're traveling and your horse is reluctant to drink, try getting them used to a flavoring agent, such as a cap full of honey. This way, your horse will find new water sources still have a similar taste. Summer means it's a good time to crank down the thermostat on your horse's body heat. As horses' digestive tracts are hard at work breaking down their feed, they create heat. Lower quality forage causes a horse's digestive tract to work even harder, producing much more heat. This is because the harder the bacteria in your horse's hind gut has to work to digest their feed, the more heat they produce. By feeding your horse high quality forage, their digestive system doesn't have to work so hard, producing less heat. Horses have a number of natural cooling processes they use to deal with the heat. However, these processes only work as well as the fuel you put into them. Make sure your horse has high-quality forage in their diet. A horse's main method of heat tolerance is sweating. When your horse begins to sweat, it loses both water and electrolytes. For most horses, these can both be replaced through their feed. If the horse is undergoing intense exercise or sweating profusely, an additional electrolyte supplement may be required. It can be difficult to find shade when you're a horse stuck in a paddock. Avoid scheduling rides during the heat of the day, as your horse can overheat quickly because their coat hinders sweat from evaporating. Try to only take your horse out during the morning or evening when it's cooler. Also, make sure your horse is able to escape to a shaded area. They usually prefer a shady tree, but a barn is great too. At the end of each day, rinse off your horse so their sweat won't attract flies. That article was published by American Paint Horse Association. I hope you enjoyed this Saturday afternoon farm show. Have a fun-filled weekend. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.